joining us on KNBR 680 as we look for baseball, the Giants and the Padres coming up, the manager of the Giants. Well, I will tell you this, and I know you've talked about it during the week, this challenge to you this year, and I always tell you in spring training you're going to earn your money, but I said this year you're really going to earn your money. You had so many new players and things developing in spring training coming out. I think this year, I'll tell you, I said it to you 2 weeks ago, I think it's the best job I've ever seen you do.
Well, Marty, I appreciate those comments. It's been a good year. It's been a good bunch, a good group of guys that really have done a tremendous job this year of just coming out here ready to play every day. And, you know, we had some new faces that came in here. Saves did a great job of course, bringing in Pagan and Blanco. And I know what happened with Cabrera, but then Pence and Scudero, Mujeres. All these new faces certainly have helped us this year, and we've been more athletic, and it's a team that really came together, gelled together, have a lot of character, and had to deal with some ups and downs, but just loved the way they handled everything thrown at them and kept marching. And we get down early in the season, but they never stopped believing. And, of course, August and September, I mean, we just had some great play by everybody, and what's probably made this special is how we did it. Of course, losing Wilson, I just loved the way the bullpen came through for us and did such a tremendous job by committee. They bought into it. They set aside their own agenda and asked what's best for the club, and just stayed ready, whether it's the 7th, 8th, or 9th. And the same for the players. We have gotten contribution from everybody. Seemed like certain guys came through, got hot at the same time. We know what Pagan's done, and of course Scudero and Pablo got hot at the right time here a week ago. And of course Buster, who has a chance to win the most valuable player. And Belt has picked up his game. Crawford. And even a guy like Arias, who... for a while there, he was our best hitter. So these are little things that help you win, and it's the reason you win. Your bench, which we improved by getting Scudero and Terrio, who did a great job, who is forgotten sometimes because of what he did for us. But here's another guy that set aside his ego and didn't pout. He stayed here pulling for the guy, stayed ready, even though he lost his job, he's been a huge part of this. So it's been a great group for me to work with because of how unselfish they've been.
Yeah, as you explain all that, again, in 2010, I said this, it was 25 players, 25 stories. And as you just laid it out, just about everyone you talked about had a story this year. But you've been around the game a long time. Your career begins in the 70s, and, of course, you're in the top of your game right now with 18 years of managing at least, maybe more. I don't know. You look younger than me. But this Angel Pagan, I want to tell you, as a leadoff hitter, what he has accomplished as a leadoff hitter with Scudero behind him, you could give me any great teams of baseball history. To watch these two, 1-2, over the last 6 weeks, I think it's as good as I've seen.
Well, I agree with you, and they're a big reason why we're in this situation, because of their play. And Angel really elevated his game, and seemed like it all happened when he assumed that leadoff spot. And of course, Scudero, I don't know what he's hit since he's been here, 360 or something, but another professional hitter, and those two are the guys that really stirred us, that got us going on a daily basis. And they set the table up for, either Sandoval or Posey or Pence. And, of course, with their speed and the pressure we could put on the other club, it's the reason why we put runs on the board. We're not a power-hitting club, as you well know. So, you better have a couple good leadoff guys at the top of the order who can ignite your offense, and they certainly have done that, and they've been fun to watch. And I knew Angel was a pretty good player, but to see what he's done here the last couple of months has been one of the more impressive things I've seen.
Well, when you score that first run, you're pretty good, and during this run of victories, you got that run early, and it was those two that got it going. Now, I want to say this about the team. You guys can hit. And over these last 6 weeks, you played some teams maybe didn't have the greatest pitching in the world. But what I've realized about this ball club, and you tell me if you agree or not, if a pitcher is not on his game, and I'm going to tell you if it's Zimmerman or Cueto or Roy, I don't care who it is, Kershaw, if they're not on their game, this ball club can hit.
Well, I agree. They can hit, and they're a team that we use the line all the time. Keep the line moving, and they're good at that. They're good at moving runners. They're good at using the whole field and not trying to do too much. And you know, we had some success against very good pitching. I mean, we had to beat Kershaw, I think, three times this year. Sure, we didn't score a lot of runs. Credit to our guy on the mound who was going against them would pitch a great game. But they found a way to get enough runs, a couple runs. And that's usually how you beat aces on another staff. But not just to mention him, but other pitchers. They have found a way to score off those guys. And that's what it takes. But they've been relentless all year. And particularly the last couple months on getting this thing done, and they weren't going to be denied. And like I said, they just showed so much character with all they had to go through this year.
Davey Johnson was very vocal this week about not liking this number one seed for obvious reasons. He said, look, I got to sit around. I don't know who I'm going to play until Friday night. Then we got to fly to a town to play that that team. You could have the number one seed. How do you feel about that?
Well, ideally, it's not something you want to do is sit around for 3 days, and we have a chance to be the number one seed. We know it. It's not the perfect scenario, but you know, you go out there and you try to win every game. If you're number one seed, then you should be honored by it. Although, you know, it's probably a little tougher for us because we're on the West Coast. You know, we have a little further to go here. You know, with all the teams that are involved, and including Atlanta, St. Louis, of course, L.A. is still battling. So it's you know, hard to say. You know, it's pick your poison almost. Whether you're number one seed, two or three, it's just a little different this year because of the second wild card. Just like the 2-3, I think. Ideally, you want a 2-2-1, you know, like we had in 2010. If we lost that game with Atlanta, then we would have come back here because we had a better record. But they made a change, and this is the way it's going this year. So we're prepared for any situation.
Yeah, you bring up – I hadn't thought about that. You're right. I forgot that the wild card, you know, it could be in the East. It could be going to Atlanta, St. Louis, Milwaukee. Who knows what could happen? Well, he was vocal about it, and we'll see how he plays it the rest of the week. You do have some roster decisions to make, and this five-game series for me is – I mean, it changes like the weather. Every day you win, you lose. Every inning could be different. And I know you like to have your best players out there, but you need a lot of pitchers, or would you rather have a speed guy and more bench guys? What would you rather have?
Well, these are all the variables we're discussing right now, Marty, on what's the best way to go. You know, whether we go with 12 or the third catcher or speed guy, Huff, if he's, which I expect him to be honest, the way he's swinging the bat right now as a left-hand pinch hitter, have a speed guy for him. You know, these are things that we'll continue to talk about until we have to set this roster. Of course, how they're playing will help dictate that too. But they're not easy decisions. And believe me, I have quite a few guys in that clubhouse hoping they're on this playoff roster. But you know, we can't take them all. But we will take, I would say, at least four. I don't know what you call it, taxi squad, whatever. In case there's an injury, you can bring them on. They'll travel with us. We won't have them all travel, but you know, you have to cover yourself in case something happens.
Okay. All right, last thought for you, and I appreciate the time chatting with you this last weekend of baseball. Starting pitching, you know, you haven't talked about that. You mentioned everybody in the world except the starting pitchers. In 2010, man, at this stage of the season, they were lights out. Now they're pitching better, but not quite as dramatic as they were in even last year, 2011. I know you've lost a lot of weight walking to the mound with all your pitching changes. You're legendary now on Twitter. Believe me, there's an over-under on how many you're going to use now. Believe me. So this pitching staff is a little different for me, and I hope these guys will give you seven innings, but I'm not so sure.
Well, I'm comfortable, believe me, with where we're at with this pitching. Now, if you go back to 2010, if you remember in August, we were awful. I mean, every one of our starters were struggling at that time. And But we came out of it, and they end up pitching great down the stretch, and of course having a tremendous postseason. So, you know, they are pitching better, which I like to see. Their confidence is growing. Vogelsong, you know, having his good start. Baumgartner's thrown better. Of course, Timmy has been a much better second half for him. So I like where we're at. And as far as the bullpen, you know, when you go by committee, you're going to make a lot more trips to the mound. And ideally, you like to have that closer. It's a lot easier for me, believe me, to have Wilson sitting there. You know, that's a no-brainer who you bring in the ninth and allows you to get through that sixth, seventh, and eighth with your setup guys. But we've done the matchup thing, and these guys have done a great job at it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on, Tony La Russa. I mean, Bruce Bochy. Come on. You know, it's starting to look like him coming out there every 3 minutes. But you know something, this time of year, and this is why I think you've done a great job all year, you never get out-managed. You never have a bad matchup. And this bullpen is such a key part for you. And I say it's a key part of what's going to happen.
Well, you're right, and that usually is what determines so many of your games, because particularly how we play a lot of close games, and your bullpen's got to deliver for you, and they're critical to any team's success, and particularly when you get to the playoffs. Of course, you need your starters to go out there and hopefully give you a quality start, give you a chance to win, but, you know, usually it's going to be your bullpen that decides those games late.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much, and congratulations on a great season. Thank you so much for being on with me.
Hi, Marty. Always good talking with you. It's been a good year to this point. Let's have a great year. All right.
All right. I'll go for that. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.